try Liquid Zeolite today.
More Tall Tales from Washington. That's how we begin here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you and yours are having a good start to the week, because we got a whole lot of week left, don't we? That's how it feels in Washington, too. I understand you could have sucked the air out of the Capitol once the president's budget was delivered. It arrived with a thud. If you remember back in 2009, the prez promised to cut the deficit in half by the time he was through with his first term. Instead, it's been increased. So this was not good news, because the numbers really don't add up. Here's what Senator Jeff Sessions, Republican from Alabama, had to say about the budget.
That is absolutely untrue. It doesn't reduce the deficit at all, virtually. And it's just a stunning thing.
It wasn't stunning to the press. He says he's running on this sucker, and in fact, it really gives everybody a fair shot at their piece of the American pie.
Or we can restore an economy where everybody gets a fair shot, everybody does their fair share, everybody plays by the same set of rules, from Washington to Wall Street to Main Street. That's the America we believe in.
All right, so the 2013 budget that came in today doesn't come close to meeting the promise of reducing the budget, which he said he would do, to half back in 2009 by the end of his first term. He did inherit a $1.3 trillion deficit. The deficit was $1.3 trillion in 2011, and it's going to be $1.15 trillion in 2012. The budget, though, that the president handed in, we'll say, claims it's going to be $901 billion in 2013. So it's clear that the promise isn't even close. The deficit's going to be over $1 trillion for the fourth year in a row. So why is that? Is it because of the economy? Is it because the money that we have to worry about in the Recovery Act? I mean, what's the reason for that? So the budget plan is for 10 years. Oh, I hate these 10-year things, because you're not in office then. But anyway, this budget is for 10 years, and over the 10 years, what they're saying is it's going to bring down the deficit to below 3% of the economy, meaning there won't be more added to the deficit on the current spending. But certainly not what I don't think that's what we're looking at if you look at the projections. And looking in the short term, we've got to keep the economy growing, okay? So the only way they're keeping this economy growing is adding more to the deficit. That's what they're doing. And to me, whatever word you want to use, it's stunning might be the word to use, but maybe we're all nonplussed. Look it up. It's a word, I swear, at what's happening here. But really, this is the same old thing. We can carve our slice any way we want to carve it, but we're still always getting the short end of the deal, aren't we? We are. We're not even getting the good part of this. And so the Republicans reacted. It was a layup. Of course they're going to react to it. Government is still getting bigger, and that's the bottom line. There's no reining in of government growth with a $3.8 trillion election year budget plan and the whole stimulus deal. It's really stimulus-style spending on the two things that the president's been talking about for the last 2 years, roads and schools and tax hikes on people who make over $250,000. It won't fly, it won't pass, but it's going to be talked about for this whole week and beyond. This whole week, rest assured. The other big news on the day still has to be Whitney Houston and what's happened in light of her death. One thing is a lot of people tuned into the Grammys. I don't know if it was because of that, because they knew that they were going to hear tributes to her or that kind of thing, because it was huge news on Saturday afternoon. But 39 people watched the Grammys, and it's the second most watched ever. And there were people that definitely gave tribute to, the singing of Whitney Houston, her voice, her ballads, you name it, they talked about it, including Stevie Wonder. He had this to say, I believe we have it, when he took the stage at the Grammys. Maybe not. Stevie Wonder is in the wings, I promise. So we'll let you hear that when we come back on the flip side. But anyway, he gave a pretty good little, just a little line about Whitney Houston. And that's pretty much what everybody did when they took over the mic, when they got up for different reasons to get awards or to hand out awards or whatnot.
I just want to say to Whitney up in heaven, we all love you, Whitney Houston.
All right, so now the big thing is her body is in New Jersey at this point. That's where she's from. They're talking about Friday or Saturday having a big memorial at a Coliseum there, and it's 18,000 people could fit into it, and most likely that's what's going to happen. But now, because of this Whitney Houston death, and last week we were just talking about it on the show, we had somebody on from the Karen Treatment Centers that are two in the East Coast and one in the Southwest talking about prescription pills and just how dangerous it is to not just celebrities, but to Americans in general and Big Pharma, the danger of mixing all of these pills that people are taking for pain or for other reasons, whatever it is. And who knows if this for sure is what caused Whitney Houston's death. The coroner's waiting 6 to 8 weeks. We do know that she was found underwater and unconscious in a bathtub at her hotel room in Beverly Hills on Saturday afternoon. They did find prescription drugs, not a whole bunch of them, but they found some prescription drugs, and bottles of champagne and beer were in her room too. So it could be the toxic mix of the drugs and the alcohol. And what the coroner is saying is, you know, you look at a body and you might not know what the cause of death is. You have a suspicion, but they could have had a heart attack or something else, and that's why they're waiting for the toxicology tests. But I think it is an eye-opener and something worth discussing here on America Tonight. I mean, how many people listening to this show have had to kick a prescription drug habit because something happened to them? It could be a simple thing, a car accident where you got whiplash. You didn't know you had whiplash. You did. And the only thing that could deaden the pain was whatever they put you on. And before you know it, you were hooked on them, and it was the only way you could survive and get through the day. I've heard this tale from lots of people that I know. And then you don't think necessarily, if you're just a casual drinker, you don't necessarily think about mixing that. But I know people as well who have gotten into problems with that. And I think that this is probably part of what happened here. Plus, she might have had a ton to drink. We don't know. The reports are that she was at the bar for a long time before and drinking and all that kind of stuff. And so then you take the pills and who knows, again, just a terrible, terrible mix. Coming up on the flip side, Dungeon. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Feel free to do that. Didn't you love how I leave it wide open? It's wide open Monday. 800-259-5791. I'm going to talk about the Catholics and the Prez. I think they've come to a serious impasse, and it all has to do with contraception. See, this is the problem. I'll say it again. Nobody really read the Affordable Health Care Act, the 800 pages. So this policy was in there all along. This is nothing new. It wasn't a great ruse. It was there the entire time. But nobody picked it out until, oh, geez, in August this becomes a reality. And then chaos ensues. And the White House is not going to budge on this. They're not going to budge on this. So I don't even think they thought about, I don't think they even thought about the religious organizations freaking out about it. I don't think so. Because it's just that, guess what? You're going to pay for women's contraception now. The money that's, you know, that's part of women that are in the workplace. That's part of health plans. So why should they pay for it separately? And then it becomes an issue with Catholic universities and others when they realize, oh, yeah, that means us. That means that we have to pay for it. I said we were going to do a dungeon moment, so we're going to do that before we jump into birth control. And let's talk about this crazy, crazy story, because it goes to, we live in a banana republic, we just don't know it. Or at least sometimes I feel like we do. We might have an iPad, an iPhone, a Wii, 17 computers, a Bluetooth in our car. But for some reason, we can't get voting right. Do you know that 24 million voter registrations in the United States have errors, including about 1.8 million dead people still on the rolls, and many more approved to vote in several states? So it's inaccurate, and it impacts about 1 in 8 registrations. As I said, 1 in 8, right? The Pew Center released all this stuff on Monday. They said they don't see it as an indicator of widespread fraud, but they believe that their outdated systems don't keep pace with the basic changes in people's lives. So here's the thing. I don't care what they say about that. That means that our elections are not finely tuned. They aren't. If we have all these dead people on rolls, isn't there a way to figure this out? Isn't there a way to figure out the registrations in multiple states? You've got about 2,000 people at least registered in 4 or more states. So think about it. If somebody really wanted to pull a fast one, they could vote in a couple states, neighboring states. And you can't say, oh, well, who's going to do that? The answer is there's people that would do that. I've been in those voting lines. They just look and that's it. The duplicates. The centralization projects are in Colorado, Delaware, Maryland, Nevada, Oregon, Utah, Virginia, and Washington. So the centralized system, the online voter registrations, could eliminate the need, because everybody complains about how much it costs, to print millions of forms and just enter it or send mail to outdated or incorrect addresses. They just, you know, do it that way. So now the complaint is part of the problem is how much it costs to modernize. Just when you think we're living in a modern society, it's more like a banana republic. So I'm going to say that all the administrators of elections in these various states need to get it right. They need to figure out a way. We need to have a centralized way to come at least a little bit closer. I mean, listen, a couple of errors here and there, I get it. But that many people, shame, shame, shame. And for that reason, all of the election administrators are going in my dungeon now.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, give me a break. I mean, come on. We've got to figure that out. People, this is the United States of America. You heard me say the things that technology has made possible, but we cannot get this right. A few slips here and there. Listen, I get that. Nothing is perfect. But this imperfect? Oh, there's a problem. Betty is listening to us in Kentucky. Betty, you have the floor. Thanks for the call.
Yes, I'm calling about the health care bill and about Nancy Pelosi saying, well, we have to pass it to find out what's in it. Somebody wrote the health care bill. Somebody knows what's in it, and somebody deliberately put everything that's in there, and they didn't put it in there because they thought of it themselves and wanted it in there. They put it in there because somebody bought them. A lobbyist said, put this in the health care bill, and that's how it all happened. Our country is being bought by, I'm not sure who's buying it, but it's been bought. And until the 99% can somehow, I don't know what they can do. I mean, we can't just go out and start shooting. That's not the answer. But they have to put their heads together and think of a plan that would get the attention of Washington. And people need to get rid of the people that are in there. It's not that we need to get a Republican-controlled Senate to go with the Republican-controlled House and a Republican president. That's not going to help it either. Neither would it help it if we had all Democrat thing. People that are there need to be out. Mitch McConnell's been there too long. Any of them, if they've been there one term, get rid of them. That's the only way we can make a statement. It's not that Ron Paul or Rand Paul, he's been there one term, and you say, well, he hasn't had time to get anything done, accomplished. But the only way we can make a statement is to do something drastic. It's not going to hurt our government anymore if we just voted in all new people because they're not doing anything anyway except getting themselves rich.
Amen. Great statement, Betty. Great call. Thank you. I agree. They're getting themselves rich. And can you hear the frustration? Betty echoes the frustration that many of us have. That's why there should be term limits. That's why, as some other people have said, why couldn't you have it where somebody does, they're there X amount of days, they're in Washington, they're doing the work, they're trying to pass legislation, they're working hard for their constituents. Wouldn't there be a system of reward instead of the good old boy network, which makes no sense? Somebody gets moved around into whatever committee because they did favors for XYZ. Not about favors. It's about legislation and about being there. How many votes does your senator or congressperson miss in a year, in 2 years? I can't buy that anymore, that we don't have enough time to get anything done. Betty's right. That's not holding up for most of us. One thing that's not holding up, and she said this too, somebody wrote all of the health care legislation, the Affordable Health Care Act, the 800 pages. Yes, absolutely. And everybody had plenty of time to go over it, sort of. Not before voting, apparently. And the thing that everybody missed was some of the new things that are kicking in, like the contraception policy, that it would have to be paid for in plans. So it didn't say religious organizations are exempt or any of that. Of course it didn't. It was just blanket across the board. That's part of the policy. So now there's a standoff between the White House and the Catholic Church, and it's getting even hotter because they're telling a lot of clergy are telling Catholics and others to protest the federal policy that the White House says it's not going to revise any further. Because what's happened now is, okay, so they're saying Catholic universities, you don't have to pay for it, but the insurer does, which means the insurer passes it on. So in a sense, they still are paying for it, aren't they? It's that mandating that all employers provide free access to contraception for female workers. How did everybody miss this? Come on, people.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Warning. The unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free urban survival mini course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
Remember, if you don't feel like giving me a jingle on my digits, 800-259-5791, you can always shoot us an email at americatonight.net. And as usual, we're mixing up with the politics in the day, and the politics are the same old, same old. I hate to sound like a broken record. It's the president who said he was going to cut the deficit in half at the end of his term, which he's nowhere near that, who comes up with another budget this time that's going to create an even bigger hole, knowing full well it's not going to get passed, and then talking about stimulus jobs, stimulus-like jobs for teachers and teachers and infrastructure jobs once again, which was part of the State of the Union address. So the Republicans are at war with the president, but that's nothing new. And it's over the $3.8 trillion budget for 2013. He knew he was going to get attacked, knew it was that was what was going to happen. I mean, clearly, this is something that's not, it's just not going to happen. It's, you know, the deficit needs to go up in the middle of supposedly this economic recovery. It doesn't make sense to me. And it's more government jobs, too. I mean, we're just bursting at the seams with government jobs. Now, if you're looking for a job, let me tell you, I'm not kidding. You want a government job, at least right now, because that's where the jobs are. I did a quick search through Career Builder, Monster, Craigslist even, and a couple of other job sites, even Get a Job. And a lot of the jobs ultimately point back to government work. So, hey, you know what they used to say, government work, not too bad if you can get it. And I'm going to have to say, in this era, especially if we continue with this regime, it's probably the best gig that you can get, whatever level you get in at, whatever branch of the government you're involved in. And that's what the budget has. It has more, talking about more government, more building the government, bigger, which is the opposite of most of the all the platforms of the Republicans who are running. But how much of a shot do the Republicans who are running, meaning Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum, Ron Paul, or Newt Gingrich, how much of a chance do they have of knocking off an incumbent president who's trying to, who is claiming the jobs are back and the jobless numbers are down? And it's always about what's in your wallet, because all politics are local, local to you, local to me. If you're listening to me like Betty in Kentucky or Rick in Illinois or Mark when he calls us from New York or Don in Wyoming or any of the voices that you've heard on America Tonight, you know it's about what ultimately affects them, their concerns, and there is one common theme, and the common theme for most is the frustration. The frustration not at pointing at either party, but just in general at politics, that it's the same old song and dance that we've been hearing since I started doing America Tonight and before that. I mean, we could go back at the tail end of the Bush administration, and as we started to see the deficit rise, and then we saw the transfer of power back from the Republicans to the Democrats, you know, this is an easy thing to watch. We don't even have to keep score anymore because we keep seeing the same thing over and over and over and over again. Ad nauseum, I'm telling you. A couple of things that I wanted to mix in here, and again, we will check the mail in our next segment, includes the conversation, because if nothing, we talk about the buzz in your backyard. And besides the frustration over politics and the numbers and all the nonsense, how about the Powerball? Powerball was talked about for good reason, because it was a big, chunky number. And whenever the lottery suddenly becomes, you know, I guess for some people, viable, I don't play the lottery until it's over $100 million, something over $100 million. And the Powerball, because they threw in more states and whatever in this form of the lottery, went up. It's $2 a try, because then if you get five numbers, you can win $1 million. Bah, 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 bah. Well, how about this? $336 million. That will make you spend a couple of dollars, huh? A Powerball ticket was sold at a Rhode Island supermarket. One winning ticket at a Stop and Shop. Oh, who has that ticket? Their life has definitely changed. It has changed. One lump sum cash payout. $210 million. The third largest in Powerball history, the largest ever in Rhode Island. That's incredible. So do you think that person is worried about work? Do you think they've called in sick? Let me tell you what the winning numbers were. The winning numbers were 1, 10, 37, 52, 57, and the Powerball was 11. And the winning ticket was among three tickets with random numbers purchased, ready for this, on $9. So I'm betting that the person wasn't somebody who played like me, somebody who only plays once in a while for a couple of bucks here and there, because they only took a few cracks at it, and they won. They won. It is crazy. I mean, just crazy wild. Now, there was someone that came forward, and I want you to hear what he said. There was someone that came forward that said these were his numbers that he played all the time, but for some reason, guess what happened? Check it out.
Usually I do play Powerball, like, mostly, like, every single week, and this is the only time I didn't, and look what happened.
I don't know, Matt, what do you think? Do you think he's telling the truth, or he just wanted to get on the tube and say, oh, geez, my numbers, and just made it up?
I think he just wanted to get on America Tonight.
No, he was all over ABC, so he wasn't.
No, but he was doing it for the ATN Love. That's what he was doing it for.
Oh, please, I need to get on that show. See, here's the thing. It's one of those deals, kind of like politics sometimes, where there's no trail. He said that you said that we said in the committee. There's no way to track that. There's no way to know whether he's just making that up or he really is a guy who has numbers that he plays all the time and he just didn't play at that time. Powerball is played in 42 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands.
I don't believe him. I don't know. I just don't know. Even if you do, if this is a true story, why come out and say anything?
Because maybe it'll make you feel better.
I don't know. I don't believe it.
All right, Matt says he's
a liar. I'm skeptical.
He's calling him out. The funny thing is, it's not funny, I guess, but for this person in Rhode Island, it's exciting. The chance of matching all five numbers in the Powerball is 1 in 175 million. So, you know what? Now we're saying the 99% versus the 1%. If I was at 1 in 175 million, I'm printing up a T-shirt that says that. I am 1 in 175 million. Because it is mind-boggling. And this is someone, I guarantee it, that probably rarely played. If they did, it was just a couple of dollars. Because this is the thing. This is why some people don't like the lottery. There are people who take it to a crazy amount where you see them and they put down wads of cash thinking that this is it. They're going to win the lottery and they're cashing their paycheck and they're getting hundreds of dollars worth of tickets, which is just so silly. And that it's not the look, anyone can win with a couple of numbers on a ticket and it's not the person who bought that many. But I've seen people do that and then you worry. Then I say, oh, I understand why some people don't like the lottery and think it's too much like gambling because certain people can't control themselves and think if they get hundreds of dollars worth of tickets, they'll end up with millions back. But that's just not the way it works when it's 1 in 175 million. Man, oh, man. Incredible. They have not come forward, like I said, and probably they're getting their ducks in a row because if you're that person, and as I said, your life changes. Some say not necessarily for the better. You usually have to move and you have to hire someone to do something with the money because it's just so much and it is such a game changer. Unless it was a crazy deal where somebody who was already pretty wealthy grabbed that ticket, but I'm sort of doubting that. Although there was all the conspiracy over what happened in Connecticut. So, hey. Who's to say? Coming up on ATN, I keep talking about the mail, and we're going to take some of those letters, including Chuck and Larry, who both weighed in on the contraception calamity for the White House, the various bills, because now the president had to change things and say that the insurer would pay. Both of them think that ultimately it's all of us who are going to pay in the end. And you know what? They could be right because, you know, the government runs on our dollars, doesn't it? I always say this and I really mean it. We the people, it's the government by the people for the people. Never forget that you have a voice and there is power in numbers. There is power to the people. The more people that get involved, the more chance for the right kind of reform we'll have in this country. We've seen it on a smaller level with certain corporations and things that have happened, like even the crazy fee amount, the $5 fee amount that Bank of America was going to raise people for every time they use their ATM in a month, just once a month, but crack it open once, they were going to charge you that. So much blowback, they dumped it. I mean, they dumped it. All right, we're heading to the mailbag next, walking down the hall. Stay with us.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
I like to see you work right across the floor. I like to do it, see you call the phone more. I like to reggae, but you dance fast for me. I like to make my food. You can make me scream. You're the only woman. What is wrong with me? You're the only one. Baby, can you see?
All right, I promised we would check the mail, and guess what? We are going to do that. A lot of you wanted to throw your thoughts my way when it came to the Catholic Church and contraception. We keep saying the Catholic Church because they've been the most vocal. There are other folks that aren't crazy about this either, with the religious bent, whatever the religious organization is. But this is all part of healthcare. This is part of the Affordable Health Care Act, now the Affordable Health Care Law. And it was buried in there. Nobody really paid attention to it, probably because they didn't crawl through or look at all the 800 pages. It didn't specifically say, to make sure you understand that, Catholic organizations and religious institutes must cover the contraception of the female employees. It's just something that's there for every, it's there for every employer. Meaning all female workers, no matter where they work, full-time at Jack in the Box or Macy's or for some law firm, it doesn't matter. It's just that now the religious groups who have lots of females that work for them are furious because they are not affiliated with any kind of contraception whatsoever, especially the Catholic Church, and that's why they're so affronted by all of this, the hospitals and the schools, because that's part of the doctrine of the Catholic Church. So they don't like any of this, that the rework, any of it whatsoever. With that being said, let's head to the mailroom. We're finally here. It's only 10 miles away. But just like the guy in Denver said, we're going to have to start walking since gas is so expensive. And let's look at the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Okay, so I said before, Chuck and Larry both wrote in. I'll take Chuck. What Chuck said was, Kate, is this outrageous, this deal with the health care in this country? Nobody really understood what was going on with contraception. I can't really blame the Catholics for being upset. As for me, I don't really care, except for that it's just another way to hoodwink people into submission. I don't know if it's hoodwinking them into submission. It's just that nobody ever presented this whole thing, and so people didn't even realize what was going on. There are people that are very happy that the contraception is being paid for when it's 25, 30, 40 bucks a month, whatever it is. And the problem is, as I just mentioned, other organizations aren't going to care except for those with the religious bent. Remember, the president, though, won the Catholic vote in 2008. He does not want a controversy here because think of how many people you could alienate if this started to be part of what was being discussed on the pulpit, but then you get into that whole thing of politics and religion. So what the president said on Friday, late on Friday, is under this accommodation, that's what he's calling it, like the Catholic-affiliated organizations, they wouldn't have to pay for it under their employees' health care plans, but the insurance companies would have to do so. So that's just like, what, robbing Peter to pay Paul in a sense? Because that means it's there, it's offered, their insurance company is going to pay for it then. So at first, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, they listened to what the president had to say and they were optimistic. Now they reject it. They're saying that the proposal involves government intrusion in religious institutions and it threatens coercion of, this is their words, of religious people and groups to violate their deeply held convictions. And think about it, self-insured religious employers, others, etc., you know, what they also said is it's unacceptable and has to be corrected, period, for non-profit employers, religious insurers, for individuals. So they came out swinging even more, saying this is wrong, period, and it shouldn't even be part of it, not just for religious organizations. Ooh, man. I don't think the Catholic Charities, the Catholic Church, the Cardinals, this is not going away. It's not getting swept under the rug. You know, listen, Jay Carney, the White House press secretary, said, we never set out with the assumption that everyone would be satisfied with this balanced approach. And nobody is satisfied with this one. And like I said, it's not going away. Let's move on to another one. This comes to us from Kirk, who says, America Tonight, are you watching what Iran is doing with their naval forces? I think we're looking at World War III. How can you possibly stop these idiots from what they're doing in the Strait? Well, we can stop them with firepower if they decide they're going to use, and I'm assuming Kirk's referring to maybe the potential of the suicide missions with the small boats. We can fire back. If that happens, rest assured that is exactly what the response will be. Iran has 10 small submarines, and they have other craft in the, you know, region. They've got jets and frigates and destroyers and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But we've got our fifth fleet there, and guess what we have? We have a giant super carrier. We have jets. we have destroyers, certainly more than Iran's navy. And immediately when I heard the thing about what was happening with the potential of these suicide missions, it's the coal. There was the small boat, killed 17 sailors that were on the destroyer at the time in Yemen in 2000, remember? So there is vulnerability for big battleships to take them out, try to take out some of the people that way. Let's hope that doesn't happen, but if it does, it's war. If you hit a naval ship, it's war. That's it. I mean, that's the answer to the question. If they want to, if they, being Iran, wants to start World War III, they got it, because that's what's going to happen. They can make things difficult. They can maneuver around, ratchet up the war of rhetoric, everything else. But once somebody fires or sends out some kind of a suicide mission, they're done. That's it. That's it. The Fifth Fleet is there, and they're not going anywhere. If they have to sit there for a long, long time, they're going to sit there for a long time. There's these new sanctions that finally are starting to work, I think, with the central bank, because it's making it hard for countries to pay Tehran for oil, and for Iran to turn around to pay for the stuff that they import. And so now it's becoming much more serious. But that had to happen. All the other sanctions were weak and they didn't work, and there was like 19 different ones, and it stretched through two of our administrations. Stupid. Let's move to another one. This one from Sally. Oh, Whitney Houston had such a great voice. Kate, so sad to hear what happened to Whitney Houston. I know some people are very acerbic about her death, saying that she played around with drugs in the past, so this is what happens. But can't we have some sympathy for her family? Yeah, I agree. I mean, she's got an 18-year-old daughter, of course. It's terrible that that happened. And once again, we see that it's a celebrity built up. Her career, her personal life careens off the tracks. And unfortunately, she ends up dead in a bath in Beverly Hills, and they're trying to figure out what happened. Her body, by the way, is now back in New Jersey. They're making funeral arrangements, and it's looking like probably there's going to be just a huge celebration of her life in a big arena back in New Jersey. And you can bet that's going to be a who's who of the music industry and other parts of, you know, other people from the movie business, etc. Because remember, she was also involved in movies. So a funeral Friday at Newark's Prudential Center, and you got 18,000 seats. I'm sure they're going to all be filled.